Good evening and welcome to Dark Assimilation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is Nigel and Adam bringing you your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic, alternative, anything else we can crowbar into this genre that we think is particularly fantastic at the time. So good evening. Hi.
Good evening.
What did we start with? We started there with the Birthday Massacre with Looking Glass. That's off their latest album, Walking with Strangers. I think I've mentioned this a couple of times in previous shows, and I've basically been quite excited about this album because the last one was utterly storming. I think both me and yourself, Adam, we saw them down the cockpit in Leeds, didn't we?
The warmest gig I've ever seen, yes.
Kind of toasty. I don't remember it being that toasty, but I do remember it not being as busy as I expected.
There was one thing to remember about that gig. Sweat was dripping off the ceiling.
Oh, I think I was lucky that I blocked that out of my mind then. But yeah, they were absolutely fantastic. Blew a lot of people away, playing pretty darn good live, and producing what seems to be a pretty stunning album at the time. So been looking forward to the new album and the new tour, which I think I've got the dates of the Manchester gig coming up later in the show. I'll mention that with all the gig and club guide and all the usual gubbins of what's going on. So that's the new album. I've got mixed opinions on it myself, but... you actually think it's pretty stunning, don't you?
I think it's better than the last one myself, but then I seem not entirely to be on the pulse of everyone else at the moment on this, so I'm going to let everyone else decide in the fortnight's time or so.
I've been playing it quite a lot, and I can easily fall into thinking there's a lot of really well-produced, very good tracks in it, but I don't know, there's something niggling me saying, I don't know what it is, but it might not be as fantastic as the first one. There was something quirky and unusual about the first one that I thought would... brilliant.
Well, let's see how that goes live, because that's always the way to tell it.
Yes. We'll report back from the gig, because I know I'm certainly getting there. I think you sounded like you were going to try and check it out as well. So, yeah, we'll come back to you in a few weeks' time with our opinion on the gig. But, yeah, as usual, we've got a bunch of noisy stuff to bring you, just tunes and reviews and stuff. So we'll get on with it. We'll carry on with... what have we got next?
Angel Spit, who we saw earlier this week.
Indeed. Yes. Absolutely storming and surprising show. I reckon we'll natter about that in the next bit. But
I think so, yeah.
Let's get on with... what is it?
Elixir by Angel Spit.
You're still listening to Dax and Melissa on BCB 106.6 FM. That was the absolutely fantastic Curve with a pretty old track now, but still stunning nonetheless, Chinese Burn. And before that, we had Angel Spit with Elixir off the that's Crank House album. That's correct, isn't it? Yeah, mm-hmm. I do struggle to pronounce some of the names sometimes. So yeah, absolutely fantastic gig earlier this week. Well, last weekend, in fact. From Angel Spit, Aria, and Ego Lightness, and I think we've got some Aria coming up later. Blown Aria, as I was. So we've got some more of that coming up later in the show. And well, yeah, really good stuff all round. Shall we just dive into the next track?
Yeah, let's do that.
I think we've got some Instrict Confidence lined up. So here goes.
We'll be right back. A second of reflection can take you to the moon. The slightest hesitation can bring you down in flames. A single spark of passion can change a man forever. A moment in a lifetime is all it takes to break him. A fraction of a heartbeat made us what we are. A brother and a sister for better or for worse. A billion words ago they sang a song of leaving. An echo from the chorus will call them back again.
Fantastic. But track from a bit a while back there, Covenant, We Call the Ships to Port. One of the Covenant tracks, I think we were just saying as we queued it up, it's not really been hugely played to death recently, which was a bit of a disadvantage. That was an absolutely stunning album, Northern Light, and unfortunately it was so good that people just played it and played it and played it, and it does wear on you. No matter how good an album is, it can wear you out.
However, everyone still dances to it, no matter what you do.
It will fill a dance floor, yes, and you can pretty much choose a random track out of the first five on that album, and it'll still get your dance floor, well, keep your dance floor going. I don't know if it'll get it going these days. Probably just keep it going.
No, it will.
Oh, okay. Before that we had Instinct Confidence, which was bizarrely chosen by me this time rather than Adam, who appears to be the world's biggest Instinct Confidence fan. You've tried to convince me many a time and it's slowly working.
I get there in the end.
You do indeed. Persistence is not futile, apparently. Okay. Gig and Club Guide, I think it's time for. A rundown of what's going on in the area, as usual. We have, coming up on Saturday, the 13th of October, this coming Saturday, Transmission in Leeds at the Subculture. This is an opening night, and it's a bit of a special one. It's basically goth, industrial, EBM alternative, all kinds of stuff, and it's, but as its opening night, as its first one, it's going to have a band playing, which I believe are The Sound of Transmission, which I've read online. To call them a Joy Division cover band is not doing them justice. It's more of a an event that is inspired by Joy Division. I couldn't tell you myself, I've not actually seen these guys live, but it's probably well worth getting down if you like the old Joy Division stuff. It's going to be good. So that's doors 8 p.m. £5 on the door. Entrance to club night after is included. More information about that at www.thesubculture.com. co.uk or transmission-leeds.com. I believe it's going to be that's just a one-off, having the band on for the first night. Every second Saturday of the month that's going to happen in Leeds, so but without the band as usual. Following that, we have Gigwise on Tuesday the 16th of October. Sidol and Global Citizen are supporting at the Junction in York. More information about that gig at www.darklands.org.uk. I'm actually on my list of stuff to play, I've got a bit of Sidol, so you might get some of that later in the show.
Good, that means I can hear what they actually sound like.
Yes. I only got an album last time they toured, So I don't know if they've got any new material, but hopefully this isn't too old and it's still quite representative of what they do. But yeah, we'll try and crowbar that into the show a little later on. But yeah, oh, after that we've got on Saturday the 20th of October, the Wendy House at Leeds Student Union, big room of kind of goth, cheese, alternative, and the Mutate Room for more hard dance, industrial, electronic stuff. £5 on the door, 9 p.m. till 2:30 a.m. More information at www.wendyhouse.org. What's also worth mentioning? Oh yes, Black Sheep every Sunday at the Subculture, free in. Usual guest DJs, and more information about that at www.sheepish.net. A weekly goth night. We've got to really appreciate the fact that we get these kind of things here, because not every town has a weekly goth night.
You know, there are two other gigs you've missed.
That I've only gone up to Saturday the 20th, Sunday.
Well, we've missed one, but it's a bit far out.
Go on.
But I was going to do this Saturday, because I might be there, but I might not, because I might have been strong-armed and not going.
Okay.
But Pitchifter are playing in Nottingham on the 13th, on Saturday at Rock City. Again, on hiatus, honest, gov. But they're releasing a new single to give to people at the gigs, and are playing for £14, I think. But it's part of the usual Rock City Saturday night job, and home pitching from front of my home ground, fantastic.
Ah.
So I'm still trying to talk my way into going to that, but I'm not sure how I'm going to get back yet. But I'm sure I'll find a way.
These things are always an adventure.
Well, exactly.
What else have we got? Oh, we've got... I'll continue with the list I've got, because I've been stunningly organised and got a list this time. Sunday the 21st of October, we have at the Corporation in Sheffield, SITD, Pain Bastard and Destroyed. £10 in advance. More information, www.corporation.org.uk. And looking a little further ahead, I tend to just try and round up stuff in the next couple of weeks, because there's always next week's next show to cover stuff. But I like to give you a bit of a heads up of what's coming up in the mid to long term future. We have another gig I'm looking quite forward to, is the Birthday Massacre playing Satan's Hollow in Manchester on Thursday the 25th of October. More information about that gig seems to only really be at myspace.com/thebirthdaymassacre.
I can also say, I'll tell you who the support act is.
Ooh.
It's a band called Novus.
I've seen them.
Yes, and they're playing at Whitby. Twice, in fact, in the Battle of the Bands and at the Alternative, which has ruffled a few feathers.
Ooh.
But they're playing there. There is another support act, but I'm stuffed if I can remember what they're called right now.
Sorry about that.
I should have done a fill-in there just while Nigel was choking to death.
Yes, so I didn't know that about the Birthday Massacre gig. What else have we got? Oh, the Out of Line Festival.
Goodness, yes, of course. How can we forget that?
The Corporation in Sheffield. Now, Out of Line is a lot of bands we really do quite like and do tend to play quite a bit, the noisier end of stuff. So we have Hokiko, Spetsnaz, Proceed, Ashbury Heights, and possibly more support.
There's Helen Flowers as well, I believe, are the other one, if I recall correctly. I'm trying to remember whether it's them or someone else, but there's five bands in total, and doors are at 6:30 for that one.
Ah, yeah. I've got. I just nicked some information off the website, and it says doors 6 p.m. So
yeah, it's either 6 or 6:30.
Always check the website. There's going to be a good few bands, so it's going to be an early start. £12 advance for that one. I seem to remember chatting with DJ Fitz at the gig last week, the Aria Angel Spit gig, and nattering quite a long time about how to pronounce band names.
Yeah, it's Hosiko.
I remember the Hosiko, that's why that came to mind, because...
Yeah, confirmed from the band themselves.
you don't know half the time until you actually just collar the band and go, what it is it? Just tell us.
We should also add that Fitz, actually, talking of skin job, they're playing Carnival of Souls on Sunday in Derby.
Oh, yes, definitely.
I can't remember who else he's playing for the life in me, but if you're in Derby, it's on Sunday evening.
Indeed. The only other thing I've got on my radar at the moment, worthy of note, there's loads coming up for the rest of the year, but it'd take forever to go through everything.
Yeah.
I'll fill in more later, in another show, but Mesh Division and Ad Finem are playing Satan's Hollow in Manchester on Saturday the 24th of November. So we've got loads of gigs coming up. I'm quite proud of this.
There is the other one I should mention as well, because they announced the support last week, and it's really worth looking at. I'm not a fan of VNV, but VNV are playing Co-op on the 15th of December. They're doing other dates in Britain. However, for Sheffield only, they have the Mighty In The Nursery supporting them, which is a hell of a support, and... for me, just makes it worth actually going.
Cool.
And you don't get much higher praise than that for a VNV gig, I can tell you.
Anyone who knows Adam's opinions on VNV will certainly appreciate that. I think that's roughly it. I was going to ask her about something else, but I honestly can't remember, so I'm going to just carry on with the tune.
I think we should play some tunes as well.
Do you remember what we've actually
got? Yeah, it's Pain Bastard. When the Rats Desert the Sinking Ship, the best track of the last album. The new album's out very soon, and they're playing a week on Sunday. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
You are still listening to Dark Assimilation on BCB 106.6 FM. That was Sidol with In the Fog off their album I Sidol, a kind of a twist on I Robot. Check them out. It's, I believe it's Sidol.com. And they're doing a little mini tour of the UK, so you'll find the details on their website coming up within the next few weeks. So it's all looking very good. I'm excited to get over to York soon. I think that's in the coming week, I mentioned earlier.
Next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday, yes. Get my ass in gear and get myself over there. So I'll see some of you there if you actually make it. Before that, we had the absolutely stunning Aria with six Seconds on All Side. Now, that's off the forthcoming album that we don't know the title of yet. But both myself and Adam got to see those live last week, as I think we've rattled on about far too much in this show already. But, yeah.
It's the gig season. I think we're allowed to.
I think so. With being treated to so many gigs, it's well worth it. And I was just mentioning whilst that track was on, the reason why it sprang into mind about the whole pronunciation of band names was... Mr. Fitz himself was chatting with Aria at the gig last week, and we did actually check how to pronounce that name. Is it Aria? Aria? And we were told it's kind of Aria, kind of more like, sounding like a bit like Aria, but with a Y in, so Aria. And before that, we had Pain Bastard with When the Rats Desert the Sinking Ship, so that was all good noisy stuff from them. And that was the other thing as well. I was listening to the last Backcountry 2086, which was a industrial electronic goth radio show occurring in Sacramento in California. And a friend of mine, the actual DJ of it, DJ Atticus Lost, mentioned that if listeners of that who no longer got their fix of goth industrial wanted to listen to a similar show, then to tune in here. Now obviously you'll be listening in over the web, but if we do have any Californian based listeners who are fans of his show, drop me an email at nigel.sparrowage@bcbradio.co.uk, or there's contact details on dacassimilation.org, which is the main landing point for this particular show. So check out www.dacassimilation.org and let us know if you're listening. It's always good to we try and serve the local community, but it's always good to get listeners from anywhere around the world. The power of the internet is this is where it's at. So yeah, let us know. That'll be fantastic. I believe we've got Rutasand.
We have, next, aren't we? Off the new album, which is got seemingly a bit underrated and a bit undernoticed, but it's actually really, really good, and everyone will catch on eventually. This song's called Lost.
To survive.
Wow. Okay, that the end of that track almost just caught me out there. This has been Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. We're pretty much run out of time, but we played the Lost from Ruttersand from their latest album, 1023, and we're going to leave you tonight with...
Something happy.
Yes, something really happy. It's basically, I got inspired because there's a movie out this week you may be aware of, which is the Joy Division story, almost. I don't know if I've not actually seen it yet. I'm going to try and get myself to a cinema to see it. But yeah, based around the band Joy Division. The movie's called Control. And it's, well, I don't know much about it, actually, but I thought I'd end with a Joy Division track. It reminded me that they're hiding in the back of my CD case. So this is She's Lost Control, and thanks for listening. We'll be back in a fortnight's time, like usual, and, yeah, cheers.
Good night.